Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Christine Grenier, the senior captain of this BSU Beaver squad. And you guys came into the weekend. You win game one, 3-2. Game two, you knew it was going to be a battle against the Bulldogs, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've come across with them for four games this year. They've won two, we've won two, and it always ended up that way. We tried to defy the odds, but we're just going to come get them tomorrow.
What's been the difference in the mindset of this team this year compared to last season?
I mean, it's two different teams completely, from the coaching staffs to the seniors to the freshmen. The entire team's different, and I don't know, it's a good squad that we have this year, and I think we have a good run ahead of us.
Coach said to me that your team played great hockey. You outshot them 31-28, but then fall by a score of, well, I thought it was 1-0. They gave them that empty net goal at the last second. But nonetheless, you guys played great hockey today. Define what Beaver hockey is.
Beaver hockey is grit, determination, playing with tenacity, just going hard every single shift. We don't give up. We block shots. We get the puck deep. We do all the little things. We're not a flashy team, but we're a team that comes together, and in the end, we're going to win this.
First period, no penalties. Halfway through the second, things got a little physical, a little out of hand. As a captain, when things go a little crazy like they did on that five-minute major to Duluth Gallanders, what was your role out there talking to the refs?
Obviously to let them know like how severe it really was, because we don't take that lightly. That was a hit to the head, and he was a big part of this team. But also just stay calm and keep playing the game, because you don't want to get too high or get too low.
When Duluth started getting more physical, how did you guys adjust your game?
We did the same, I think. No retaliations, but we just contained them in a different way and dished it right back.
Hockey playoffs. Got to be your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, obviously. It's the best time of year, so that's why we just want to make this run as long as we can.
Coach talks about putting yesterday behind you. Win or lose, what does your team need to do to win game three?
I think we just need to go out and play like we did today. We played good defensively today. I mean, we had a breakdown, which is what cost the goal, but if we play offensively like we always do, I think we can do that.
I was talking to a couple of parents after the game. There's been a trend this season against the Bulldogs. You win that first game, lose the second game. Win the first game, lose the second game. Same story this weekend. Game three of this series, hopefully a win, right?
Yeah, right. It's our turn, so hopefully.
Your team this year has been poise, confidence, grit. The list goes on and on of how to describe this Beaver team. You said it earlier. What else does this make this team so special?
I think it's just the way we get along. We just gel so good, from all the lines to the players not playing to the ones playing a ton. It doesn't matter. Everyone has their own role in the team, and it's a team this year. It's a team.
As a senior, do you just go out there and cherish every single shift?
Yeah, I feel like I've been doing that all year, actually. I mean, no matter what class you are, you should be cherishing every shift, because eventually you are going to be a senior. So, I don't know. It's just awesome. Just we're lucky to be out there.
You and your two fellow captains, Stephanie Anderson and Alex Satrowski, have been such great leaders of this team. I know Coach has even told me you three have given your squad some pep talks outside of his pep talks. Talk about what you've told your team going into even this weekend.
I mean, it's the same thing as every weekend, because we've been playing so well this year. We just need to go in there and play like what we've been doing. And as long as we come through together as a team, that's exactly what the outcome is going to come, whatever we want it to be.
You know that game three is going to be a battle. You mentioned some of the things your team needs to do. Obviously, just concentrate on your game. But as a captain, what do you tell your team?
Exactly the same thing you just told me. Just concentrate on your game. They should just all concentrate on each other individually, and we're going to come through as a team together.
You can't worry about Duluth, can you?
No, and we're not going to. If we play our Beaver style of hockey, we're going to win tomorrow.
Chris, thanks so much for your time. And good luck. Go get those Bulldogs.
Thank you.